Tuesday, July 25th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, USDA crop condition ratings were a little worse for corn than the trade was looking for, off 2% at 62% good to excellent. That compares to 76% good to excellent a year ago. Not all that surprisingly, the hot states got hurt. Irrigation pivots couldn't keep up in Nebraska, off 4%, and Colorado off 11%. Missouri crop condition was off 6%. Many areas that got rain really didn't need it, and those that did, didn't. Traders see the green and yellow color radar and think a lot of rain fell. A few tenths don't go far on the furnace. Without a general soaking rain, the deterioration in the corn crop overall will continue, and cooler temps will not be enough to stabilize it. It'll just die more slowly as it runs out of gas. If the ridge swings back east again in August, the crop will be in trouble. USDA crop condition ratings for soybeans were a lot worse than trade expected, off 4% at 57% good to excellent. That compares to 71% good to excellent a year ago. Illinois good to excellent crop condition dropped a surprising 8%. That decline would be all concentrated in the southern part of the state, as northern Illinois is wet. The Iowa crop condition only fell 1% at 62% good to excellent, but soybeans are now waiting for rain. Without a soaking rain, the deterioration will accelerate soon. The trade doesn't seem to understand how close to the edge many of these crops are from going over. Soybean progress is slightly ahead of last year, with 69% blooming and 29% setting pods. Corn and soybeans opened higher overnight on worse-than-expected crop condition ratings, but not hold the gains. Cooler temperatures and a forecast for rain in dry areas undermine the rally. I think that we are way too confident yet in this corn crop, but it is never good when a market cannot respond to positive news. Bulls were challenged with who wants to buy with rain forecast tomorrow. Pro Farmer's crop consultant reduced his corn yield forecast to 163.5 bushel per acre and soybean yield forecast to 46.5. Usually it takes quite a little to change his estimate, so this change was noticed. Not all of the recent decline in soybean condition ratings were from drought. Some areas got too much rain that were concerned over damage from wet feet. Rain begets rain. Wet areas tend to attract more while dry areas repel it. Buyers did respond initially to larger-than-expected crop deterioration in ratings, but with a good rain in the forecast, buying interest faded into losses. Technical bullishness was shut off as chart gaps were filled. It's hard to find bulls who would buy in ahead of forecast for rain. The rain is forecast will be mostly in the market before it falls, so the market will pivot after on whether the rain was better or worse than forecast. We are hoping to get a good fair share of this rain. I don't like lower prices, but we need the rain. I'm still expecting that sea wave decline to finish the correction to fall near 977 in November soybeans. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. The Saudis reduce oil exports by 1 million barrels a day below last year while attempting to force other OPEC members towards stricter compliance, bringing Nigeria into the agreement, while recent price declines put a damper on enthusiasm for investing in shale oil. If at first you did not succeed, try again. Add to that some gunfire as a U.S. naval vessel fired warning shots at a challenging Iranian ship that did not respond to other warnings in the Gulf. The crude oil market will swing on the profitability of shale oil production. Prices near $60 a barrel turn shale development on, and prices near $40 a barrel appear to put a damper on it. This marks a trading range of sorts where selling strong rallies and buying subsequent breaks should produce positive results. Lower prices also give demand interest encouragement. China is the biggest importer of crude oil, which is one of the reasons that it has made islands into bases in the South China Sea to give them the strategic means to control those shipping lanes through which the largest amount of cargo in the world transits. I doubt that there is any way to discourage China from withdrawing from that region. The U.S. ethanol industry has contributed to what is imminent U.S. energy self-sufficiency that will contribute to stronger U.S. geopolitical security, as much as will the christening of the new class aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, last week. U.S. ethanol demand is capped near E10 with increasing demand for mid-blends. E15 and E30 are a battle waged with the EPA not on our side, even if Trump claims to be. Ethanol exports so far this year were up 40%. Ethanol companies have been buying some cheap corn, benefiting from a terrible basis for farmers in the Western Corn Belt, as farmers sweep bins in what is akin to a second harvest that should help sustain ethanol margins. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.